In the beginning, there was no music. There were no drums, but there was sound. And in those days, people would gather to witness the rising sun. As it rose in the morning sky, they made sounds that also rose in crescendo to greet it. In time, they learned to cup their right hands and to beat their mouths to give the sound rhythm. And when the sun came into full view, they would cease this wordless singing and disband, only to meet again at the next rising sun. Now, this practice has gone on for time immemorial, and it continues to this very day. When people learned to keep animals to meet some of their needs, and use were found for the hides or skins, they were pegged to the ground and then stretched to dry. And to check on them, as the afternoon wore on, four men with long whips would take turns rhythmically beating them as they circled in counterclockwise direction. Now, these were the forebearers of all musicians and all drummers called the Alawo. One day, one of the Alawo was on his way to the next village to visit his in-laws, and as he traveled along the lonely footpath that joined town to town, he heard a voice say, "Alawo, wah! Alawo, wah! Skin beater, come! Skin beater, come!" The man turned around, but he didn't see anyone, so he walked on. And then the voice said, "Alawo, paduwa! Alawo, paduwa! Skin beater, come back! Skin beater, come back!" The man walked back, and from a tree that strangely grew along the footpath, he heard a voice say, "Alawo, I am Maya, the spirit of music. There's a hollow in the tree, and that's where I live. Cut it down, I'll escape, and I promise I will teach you how to make something that can be understood by all." Now, this was important then as it is now. So the man quickly took his cutlass, and he cut the tree down, and true to its word, the spirit of music appeared and taught him how to make the very first musical instrument. As you might imagine, it was a drum. Ayan told him to cut the tree into segments about from his knee to his heel. And then the spirit Ayan told him how to hollow out the tree further and to attach some of the skin or hide. He then was initiated into ways of making sounds with this curious thing, especially those that imitated the human voice. But from now on, he must call himself Onilu, which means drummer. When he's told him further that when he plays his drum, he should think of his own song and spirit of music Aya would sing it for him. So when the man got back to his village, for the very first time, he played the drum. And for the very first time, people danced. And it was a joyous dance of unity. Now, ever since that day, it's been music heralded by the mighty African drum that's called upon to be a healing force for our entire world. Ashe.
Go, go, go.